Tastes like victory. What a damn game. Woo, Sooner Magic is in the damn toilet. Welcome in, latest episode, Power Rankings, the Mizzou Rankings, dead wrong on Mizzou. We're going to cheers it up. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me here. We got some Colonel Taylor small batch. This is the good shit. We're breaking it out for Missouri. We're breaking it out for Cousin Shane, who's up there, drunk off his ass. Coach Eli. How about Drew Pine? Couldn't do anything all day, but then he came through in the clutch. Just like a Missouri quarterback. Woo. What a damn weekend. Saved the best for the last there, didn't we? All right, let's get into it. SEC Power Rankings. Only criteria, as always. Team A meets Team B on a neutral field. These are getting harder than ever to do because Georgia shit the bed. So we'll get to that in just a second. But we start dead last. Mississippi State 16. Tennessee didn't even have their quarterback, and you couldn't even make it competitive with them. Credit Neyland Stadium. Credit Tennessee's defense. Tennessee should have blew the doors off Mississippi State. They're fighting, but they're awful. Dead last, Mississippi State. 15, Kentucky, you were off. The only good thing about Kentucky, again, is bourbon. So this Colonel Taylor is from up in Kentucky. Thank you for producing bourbon because you don't produce anything else. Auburn, you were also off. You're about as worse as Kentucky, but you beat them, so you're 14. Oklahoma, 13. Welcome to the SEC, Sooner Magic. It was Sooner Magic there for a second. I was getting happy with you there, but God, what a game. Back and forth, back and forth. Anybody that missed it, I don't know how you did, but these teams were just battling their ass off to not score the football. The score, for anybody that missed it, I mean, in the fourth quarter, this game was 16-9. With 3 minutes left, it was 16-16, and it ended up 30-23. Missouri pulls it out of their ass. Their playoff hopes are alive. So I got you right there. You want to make the 12 team. You're 12th in the SEC. Missouri and Oklahoma. Splitting hairs here because I get it. Missouri fans, you're on cloud nine. Oklahoma, you're ready to kill yourself. But I mean, you're about the even teams. It was who screwed up, who was going to screw up the last. You know what, like champions, it's who gets the ball. Who has the ball last is you're going to have confidence in them to go down to the field and score. This was a game of like, we don't want the ball last because we're going to fuck this game up. And that's exactly what Oklahoma did. So Oklahoma, you're dog shit, you're 13. Missouri, not as dog shit. Number 12, still alive, as Coach Drink said, fighting for that playoff. You're still fighting. You're fighting for playoff. That's as nice as I can put it. Number 11, Florida. Oh, my God. Thank God we re-signed Billy Napier. We got the scoring streak intact for another week. Each week, I mean, we're sitting on pins and needles to see if Florida is going to score in a football game. This is where we're at with a program. We don't care if we give up 50 points. We don't care if we're a national embarrassment. At least we're not the basketball team. That, speaking of national embarrassment, but we are scoring. So we got the scoring streak intact. That is all we care about in Gainesville. Awesome job. You're number 11. Arkansas, you were off. You're number 10. So no change here, I don't believe. LSU, number 9. What the hell was that? What did we do the 2 weeks there on the bye week? And this is why I said all off season. I look like an idiot. Still look like an idiot, I'm sure. But what I was saying about LSU all offseason is we're going to get to the end here and we're going to say, good God, Jane Daniels was amazing. We lost 3 games with that guy. And here we are without him and our program is collapsing. And that's what it looked like Saturday night. Brian Kelly undefeated no more. Not only is he no longer undefeated in night games, he just got his ass whooped by a significantly better coach and a better program That's inexcusable. Kalen DeBoer's in year one. You are in year three. Your quarterback is deconstructing in front of our eyes. You literally have the highest paid assistant coach in the country, and he's complete dog shit. And he was in A&M too, second half. So I don't know what in the hell you were doing during the bye week, but you didn't fix your in fact, your defense looks worse. How's that possible? I don't know, but it is. So, it was awful. All right, number eight, Vanderbilt. I'm still not giving up on Vanderbilt. They're banged up. They're hurt. They did get pantsed this weekend by a red-hot team. I think maybe a little bit different story if Diego Pavia wasn't so banged up. They're still fighting. And losing by three touchdowns, not a great look, but I think it says more about the team that beat you than it does about you. Literally the only team that whooped your ass this entire season was South Carolina. We'll get to them in a minute. Alabama, number seven. How could you not be impressed by Jalen? He looks like the Jalen Milroe of old tonight. Four rushing touchdowns. We'll try to look up his final stats here. I mean, they were just incredibly impressive. But he had 185 rushing yards, four touchdowns. Good Lord. Ooh, man, did he look good. And the defense bowed up big time on the road. Alabama got you number seven. They look dangerous. Still a flawed football team, but they're looking good. That was a team that got better during the bye week. That's what elite coaching is supposed to do. Complete opposite of LSU. South Carolina, number six, just continue to get better and better and better. I warned you guys, Shane Beamer came out here and said, hey, that's the ranked team, not us. Okay, we'll see about that. And that's exactly what this team looked like. They look like he's finding things to get motivated about. And that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. South Carolina, the way they're playing, they look like a team that deserves to make the college football playoff. Still a long way to go. Let's throw up their schedule real quick. Because the way they're playing, I don't have this updated with today's results. But they got Missouri at home. They got Wofford at home. And they got at Clemson. They can beat the shit out of all these teams. And if they do, put them in. I don't care how many losses they got. You can't tell me they're not one of the 12 best. And that's what the committee is supposed to be charged with. Not most deserving. Not splitting it up. The 12 best is what they have said. So, South Carolina got you number six. Tennessee, five. We'll have to see. Josh Heupel came out. Anybody that missed it, he says Nico's fine. He's going to play next week. But why didn't he finish it out? Maybe they knew they could win without him. They said it was a precaution. Didn't really get into what was wrong with Nico. So this could be some gamesmanship. it's not like old Gaston Moore is going to threaten Georgia and they need to do anything extra to prep for him. But, you know, that thought is out there. But I'm assuming Nico is good to go with this number five ranking. And you can put Tennessee even higher. But, again, they just continue to make mistakes. Fumbling in the red zone. Stuffed on the goal line. And this was with Nico in there. Now, they pulled away in the second half. Mississippi State's just awful. They're the worst team in the SEC. You were completely dominant. You did it with a backup. He's a king of defensive pass interference. Dylan Sampson, who he got banged up in this game. He put the team on his back. He's a hell of a player. You want to put Tennessee a little bit higher, that's fine. But we'll find out all we need to know about them next week as they go to Georgia. Number four on my list, A&M. Didn't play, but I did knock them a spot here. Nothing they did. More about what someone else did. Number three, Georgia. I'm panicked a little bit about Georgia. They got their ass whooped in Oxford. Not a good showing. Just completely dominated on the line of scrimmage against Ole Miss, which shouldn't surprise you if you've been listening to this show, but it's probably surprising a hell of a lot of people. I mean, I didn't think it would be like that. I picked Ole Miss to win. Did I think Ole Miss would whoop Georgia's ass? No shot in hell did I think that. So Georgia's got some soul searching to do. If they lose next week to Tennessee, they are done. They're not making the playoff, which makes them a hell of a dangerous team. We have seen Kirby with his back against the wall. I kind of fear for Tennessee's life right now, playing in Athens, Georgia, in a must-win situation. Tennessee may not be must win for them, but close. So, I mean, that's going to be one hell of a ball game next week. Number two, Ole Miss. You could talk me into putting them number one, really, after what we just displayed. I had Georgia number one, and they just dog whipped them here. I mean, that was highly, highly impressive, and that was with an injured quarterback, with lack of depth at running back. I mean, this is a flawed Ole Miss team. No Trey Harris. Will he come back? Let's hope. If he does, and I hope he does, they could be even better. They could win the national championship. And I've been saying this the whole damn offseason, and they're starting to showcase it. So, Ole Miss, as long as you don't screw up, let's look at their schedule real quick. Who are they losing to? Who is Ole Miss losing to? They got Florida at Florida. Florida's awful. And then Mississippi State. The path to make it there is very clear. For Ole Miss, I think they can get it done, and I think they can win the national championship based on what I saw today. Just imagine if they can get a little bit healthier here. That's some good stuff. All right, so number one, Texas. Come on, Texas. Beat the hell out of Florida, 49-17, and it's basically they called the dogs off in the second half. I don't believe Quinn played in the second half. I mean, it was that lopsided of an affair of Texas defense. It was awesome, doing whatever the hell they wanted to the Gators. So, very impressed with Texas. Number one, this was a wild, wild weekend. So, fire away any questions you got here. I'm done with my little spiel here. But, hey, Dustin, appreciate you, brother. He just became a member of the channel. And JR, the legend, JR, appreciate you, brother. He just cooked us into the family. Cooked, you are officially a member of the channel. I appreciate you. And Jacob says, I don't think LSU can handle a mobile quarterback. Now, that's some elite analysis right there. I mean, I would have to agree with that after Milrow rushed for damn near 200 yards and Marcel Reed tore him a new asshole a couple weeks ago. So I think you're right, Jacob. Thank you for the donation. you got it. Let's see. Joe, appreciate you, brother. Good things, Mike, rankings don't matter. What matters is the official, you're spelling like all these wrong, unless I'm hammered, record, and that is Texas A&M at number one spot in the SEC. Joe, my God. I don't know how old you are, Joe, if you ever used a computer, but I'm praying for you here, brother. Here's one thing that makes you look like a fool. And I'm not talking about Joe. Well, Joe's guilty here. But I'm talking about all of you. Never say SEC conference. That's nonsense. Why is that nonsense? Southeastern Conference. That's what SEC stands for. So you're saying the Southeastern Conference, A&M's number one. So, Joe, I appreciate the donation. Despite all these errors here, you seem like you've had a couple of these bourbons with me here. Well, I hope you have, buddy. A&M, number one. yeah, I don't even think A&M is. Let's look at the updated standings in the SEC and see if Joe, hopefully he got that wrong too, because he's getting everything wrong. Yeah, Tennessee and A&M are tied for first right now in the SEC. So, way to go, Joe. You screwed up another thing. But so Tennessee and A&M tied for first right now in the SEC. Texas is in third. Georgia is in fourth. Ole Miss and Alabama tied after that. Missouri, LSU, so the rest of these teams, there's no shot they can win the conference. It's really down to Tennessee, A&M, Texas, Georgia, Ole Miss, and really Ole Miss, Bama. I don't even know if I would... I think they can make the playoffs, certainly, but I don't know if they can make the SEC championship. So it's going to come down to Texas A&M, winner of that game, and probably Tennessee, Georgia, the winner of that game. Those will be your two SEC semifinals, the way I'm looking at it here, because Ole Miss has not played some of these. Yeah, I mean, I guess Ole Miss technically could. If Georgia wins, yeah, they'd have the tiebreaker. I don't know. This is going to get screwy, but... there's only a couple teams in here that are in it still. So Anything else? Fire away here while I've still got my bourbon handy here. Let's look at next week's games. They're going to be pretty fun. Pretty fun. I'm specifically looking at you, Tennessee at Georgia, if Nico plays, which Josh Heupel says he will. Take that for what it's worth. Texas at Arkansas, trap game city. What, a pencil in Texas already? Arkansas, 2 weeks to prepare. Healthy Talen Green. Uh-oh. Speaking of trap game, UL Monroe at Auburn. I'm kind of kidding, but not really. I mean, that's a losable game for Auburn, the way they've been playing this season. LSU at Florida. If Lagway plays, maybe. He can run. LSU can't defend a running quarterback. Missouri at South Carolina. Suddenly an intriguing game. Tennessee, Georgia. So those are our conference games. The rest, oh, God, we got some awful games. New Mexico State at A&M. Mercer at Alabama. Murray State at Kentucky. Well, those will be barn burners right there. How drunk do you guys think Cousin Shane is? Oh, Brandon, appreciate you, bro. Rebs will roll on to a natty. I appreciate you, brother, with the $20 donation. I mean, again, I'm not sitting here predicting that, but that's not unrealistic based on today and last week. I mean, they're heating up right now. They have the roster to do it, and they just proved it on Saturday. Sooners surprised me with the offense, Cirque's 23, yep, they did. But then they really shit the bed there at the end. What is the opposite? I was asking on Twitter, what's the opposite of Sooner Magic? Because whatever that is, that's what happened. It was Mizzou Magic up there in Columbia. I mean, I'm still thinking about that game. That was a damn wild game. I mean, at halftime, the score was 9-3. It was completely inept football. And then the last 3 minutes, it was amazing. College football, man, that's why we love it. Did Cousin Shane pound Big Mo? He probably has pounded a Big Mo or two in his life, but not the drum, if that's what you're asking. He did not manage to pull that off, but let me see if I can do this real quick. Someone, I want to give him a shout-out, Mizzou Mike over here. Not me, another guy here. How about this? This will, for anybody that missed it, you guys will get a kick out of this if you can see it. But Shane was featured on the video board here. Let's see if I can throw it up. Not the bourbon here, but this, hopefully you guys can see that. But it says, "Welcome to Mizzou, Cousin Shane." And it's a picture of Shane and Drink from SEC Media Day. So that's pretty awesome right there. They didn't have to do that, but we certainly appreciate it. That they did, and it was 6-3 at that time, so it was probably as lively as that damn stadium got up to that point. So when they put that big Tennessee homer on the board, you know what? yeah, he had a time of his life. Someone made him a shirt, too, of him eating the damn rolls up there from Lambert's, so I think he enjoyed that. Slap Hammer says Dylan Sampson, without a doubt, best running back in the NCAA. Well, he's had three fumbles in three games, so, but he has 20 touchdowns. I'd rather have 20 touchdowns. So, yeah, I don't know. He's got to stop fumbling the football. If he fumbles one time against Georgia, they're going to lose. How many teams do you realistically think get into the playoff from the SEC, says David Chambers. He was fired up this afternoon. He was in my mentions cursing people. Let's go. Teams that can realistically make it. LSU, I think, is done. Obviously, they just got their ass whooped. So they're eliminated. Georgia's still in the running. Tennessee's in the running. Alabama, Texas, we're up to four there. A&M and Ole Miss. I think six are realistic. I'm not throwing Missouri into that conversation. I could be wrong, but I think their chances are very, very low. So we're down to six. Again, Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss. And it's not going to be six because Tennessee and Georgia play, and if Georgia loses, they're eliminated. If Tennessee loses, it may eliminate them. May not. Alabama keeps winning, that helps them. But you know, Tennessee will be on the bubble, I would think, if they lose. And then Texas A&M, Texas, the loser is probably out. So it'll probably be four. I'd like to see five. There's a way where it could possibly be five, but probably chaos would have to ensue, and all the favorites would have to win. And remember that, you know, we've been doing this all damn season, and I said we got to stop doing this, but we keep doing it. Where we bring up a schedule, like let's throw up Texas, right? So we're just sitting here and we're saying, well, they got beat A&M and they're in, right? Well, we're just completely bypassing at Arkansas and Kentucky. And yes, I'm not saying that those teams should be favored or likely to beat Texas, but this shit's been happening all season long. So could it happen? Sure. Alabama, are they in now because they beat LSU? Well, maybe, but they could lose at Oklahoma. They could lose to Auburn. I mean, crazier things have happened. Tennessee can beat Georgia and turn around and lose to Vanderbilt. I've seen crazier shit than that. So none of this is guaranteed. And I forgot to even mention South Carolina. I still think South Carolina's in the running. Just keep whipping everybody's ass. Now you have three consecutive blowout victories. If you have six consecutive blowout victories, there's no way in hell they can leave you out. So I know I said six, but I think there's seven that are realistically in it. Outlaw Cowboy, can Alabama win a national championship? I don't think so. But they look like it tonight. Or is it just LSU that bad? I don't know. Let's, again, you got dominated by Vanderbilt. We cannot forget that. But hell, I mean, hell, Caleb DeBoer, he looks like one hell of a coach. But again, how did he lose to Vanderbilt? Talk myself into circles. I don't think they can. But I think they're going to have the opportunity, and that's all that matters. That's all you want. You want that shot in the playoff. Just win the games you got to take care of, and you'll be there. Anything else here? This liquor's starting to hit me here. I can give you some good answers here. Pond says South Carolina can make it. I agree. You just got to keep whipping everyone's ass. They're not even ranked. This is ridiculous. They should be... After what they just did to Vanderbilt, between 15 and 20 is where, again, I'm going to throw up his rankings here. This is what the committee had last week. Can Iowa State beat South Carolina? No. Come on. Pitt, Kansas State, Colorado, Washington State, Louisville. You have your chance to prove it against Clemson. I mean, South Carolina's better than all these damn teams. And again, so Missouri is going to be ranked. You'll get an opportunity to prove it. You beat Clemson's ass, you beat Missouri's ass, climb up these rankings. That's your best shot. I think South Carolina, I should have mentioned them. They're still in it, I think. Good point by David here. Miami lost today to Georgia Tech. I think the SEC gets five teams, he says, based on that, perhaps. But the ACC is still going to get a team. And they're always going to get a team. And just because it was projected to be Miami, and they lost, it's still probably projected to be Miami that wins the ACC. Pine cones, let's ride, says Andrew. I appreciate you, Andrew. Uh-oh, they're saying the mic's popping. I don't know what that... I don't know why that would be. I don't know what's going on. Well, if the audio sucks, probably going to jump off here then. But Moonbull says, I just realized Texas hasn't beat one ranked team. That's true. We've been saying it for a while. We have been saying it for a while. And apparently BYU is losing to Utah right now. So that would be good for the SEC as well. Any other questions here? Unless it's about the mic, because I don't know what's going on with that. Brent, vegetables, seat getting hot. I think it's been hot, brother. I think it's been hot, and that didn't help. But, man, they had that game, and they let it go. They let it go, and Choklahoma, I guess. I guess that's the opposite of Sooner Magic, right? Choklahoma? That was a choke job right there. That was absolutely a travesty there. But, Pat, that was a stupid comment. Anything else? Well, fire away a question for me here before I jump off here. I'm getting good and drunk here. Tyler says no chance South Carolina gets in. No chance. I think there's a chance. I think there's a chance. Timothy, appreciate you. $10. If Mizzou beats USC and Carolina, is the playoff within reach? Let's fire up Mizzou's schedule here. So right now, again, this is not updated. So 7-2, Missouri is. You got to hope South Carolina's ranked. But again, if you beat them, then they're not going to be ranked. Where is the ranked win? Vanderbilt just lost. They're not ranked. I mean, I don't know. I saw Drink right after the game, and he promoted that. And he said, we're still fighting for a playoff. That's exactly the message you got to send. But I don't see it. I don't know how they get there. I do not know how they get there. That there's not a ranked win here. More drunk. All right, final one here. I apologize. So not to be a Debbie Downer on Mizzou, but I just, how are you going to climb 12 spots with no, I don't know, with no ranked wins? I don't see it. Outdoorsman, more drunk. Mizzou OU game or Cousin Shane? Cousin Shane by a million miles, because that game didn't get drunk till the very end of the fourth quarter. Shane's been drunk since about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And knowing that bastard, he never slowed down. So one last thing here. Power rankings. I'm going to recap just one quick time. 1 through 16. Texas 1, Ole Miss 2, Georgia 3, Texas A&M 4, Tennessee 5, South Carolina 6, Alabama 7, Vanderbilt 8, LSU 9, Arkansas 10, Florida 11, Mizzou 12, Oklahoma 13, Auburn 14, Kentucky 15, and Mississippi State dead last 16. That's your updated SEC power rankings. And we'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, to recap this. As long as Shane gets back in time, hopefully he makes it. Thoughts and prayers to Shane. I hope he doesn't get on the road this evening, because that could be a disaster. But until tomorrow, that's going to do it. Appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. Cheers.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.